Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, I'm Diva Dan Wootton, and this is a very special Diva-filled edition of the Dan Wootton Interview, where I bring you some of the biggest names from around the world straight to your headphones. And opening up about her life in the most hilarious detail today is one of the biggest personalities in TV and international viral sensation, Gemma Collins. So the GC joins the pod to talk about what's really going on with her and Arge, whether they're going to be having babies this year. She's also opening up about which men she really fancies, plus her thoughts on Brexit and Donald Trump. Yes, it's all coming up. You're going to love this one. Plus, of course, Gemma takes on Is This Your Life?, quizzes me on turnaround, and reveals the five songs that mean the most to her. Do stick around as well, because I'll have all of your comments about some of our previous guests. And if you want to listen to some of the big A-listers we've had on the podcast this year, everyone from Bebe Rexha to Shawn Mendes to James Corden, then make sure you subscribe right now. But first, I'm so excited. Let's go in-depth and personal with the GC. The GC, Gemma Collins, welcome to my pod.
Thank you for having me yet again, Dan. I love being near you. You are the next ultimate diva, if not more of a diva than me.
Well, this is what I was going to question you about, because your book is called How to Be a Diva. And some people accuse me of that.
Right. I can see why. And what I want to try and get across about being a diva, I feel that people use it in a negative term. Oh, she's a diva. Yeah. She's a diva. Being a diva is not a negative thing. If you are throwing your orders about, making demands, that's basically an asshole, yeah? That's not a diva.
Exactly.
When we're talking about the word diva, it should be celebrated. A diva is someone that knows what she wants. She knows what it's got to take in that day to make things happen. She knows that if she doesn't do this, 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 and this, then it's not going to get done. Her dreams are not going to be fulfilled. A diva is a woman that is confident with herself and goes, this is what I need to do to operate my life fabulously, and no one's getting in the way of it. So sorry if it doesn't fit in with everyone else's plans or what everyone else wants me to do, but this is what's right for me and this is what I need to do. Diva is not negative. There is so many, especially, you know, I don't know what it's like for men, but for women, you know, there is so much pressure all the time, and it's just about going, this is who I am, and hell with it.
And absolutely. It. And the GC, there'll be some people listening to this podcast, because we have a lot of listeners around the world,
yep,
who may not be as familiar,
yep,
with you as we are in the UK or in Australia. So just a potted history, right? So the GC stands for Gemma Collins.
The GC stands for Gemma Collins. I come from Romford. I was born in Romford.
Which is in Essex.
Which is in Essex. And I went to school. And when I left school, I'd done a few different jobs, from being a stockbroker to trying to do fake nail extensions to spray tans. But when I dropped the solution over someone's French polished table and took their French polish off, and they billed me £3,500 for the damage, I decided to give up in the beauty industry. So I went into selling cars. I was a car dealer. At 30 years old, I got approached by a television company called Lime. They said, we've heard you're a character, coming to the offices. I was like, all right then. I was a bit bored in my job, spinning around on that chair selling BMWs. I went in there, and literally within 7 days, they told me to leave my job. My life changed. I become a reality TV star. It did take me a bit of time. And I feel that the thing that really made my career was falling off the stage at the Teen Awards.
And this is when you say in the book, that you became an international icon, yeah. a viral sensation. And so this was a clip that went around the world. You were on stage about to hand out an award to the stars of the reality show Love Island.
Yes.
And what happens?
I basically stood there with my space buns in my hair, holding that mic, thinking if my mum could see me now, she'd be so proud. I'm at Wembley. Was it
Arena? Wembley Arena, very famous venue in London.
I thought I was at Wembley Stadium in my head. I thought I was Madonna. I was living this moment like I was holding on to it for my dear life, because moments like this, you don't get often. No. So I announced Love Island. With that, I spun round in excitement and fell down the hole on the Love Island cast, nearly killed them. But whilst I'm down the hole, I wet myself in shock. I have to bounce straight back up because I've got to do a live link through to the next segment with Rita Ora and Nick Grimshaw. I then get whisked off the stage after nearly breaking my back and have to go and do another presenting link whilst I've wet myself. But no one knew on them cameras.
Well, I know, because this is the shocking revelation you make in the book, Gemma. You say, worse than the actual fall were the after effects. As I stood with the winners on stage laughing about it, I could feel a warm trickle down my leggings. I wet myself through the sheer shock of it all. I had to rush up and go and do this segment and still perform on camera with you, Ryan, in my knickers.
Yes, I was drenched.
What a pro.
I was drenched to the heels. Like, I hope no one smelt it. Like, you know, because we has got that smell.
Yeah, I know.
But it was just, I had to carry on. The stadium was full of people. It was a big moment for me.
But you would have been an actual medical shock, though, after going through something like that.
I was in total shock. I think, oh, even now, like talking about it gives me like anxiety.
Yeah.
But it has made me, I think it doesn't matter what I do throughout my whole career now, everyone will remember me for that. But I think people were impressed because I got back up, I carried on. I was in a shock. I was in total shock, but no one knew it. So I think people respected me after that.
The five. So GC, each week I ask my guests about the five songs that mean the most to them. Okay, so it could be a song that helped them become a star today, or one that reminds them of an amazing party they've attended. So recently we've had Kem Setane, you know, from Love Island, talking about how Grant Richards was the soundtrack to his time on the show. Nick Grimshaw talked about his first ever track on Radio 1 Breakfast, and Bebe Rexha, well, she loves Lauryn Hill and Alanis Morissette. So Gemma, I want you to think of your five tracks and why they mean so much to you. So what is your first song?
My first song has to be The Greatest Showman, This Is Me. I love it because it is just such a power ballad to everyone. Every human out there, whatever you are, whatever you want to become, it is such an inspirational song.
It really is.
This Is Me, you know, I've watched The Greatest Showman like a million times.
Have you been to one of the sing-along ones?
No.
Well, you have to go.
I want to go.
It's amazing. It's so good. I love that film. And why I love that film in particular is because everyone was writing it off as a flop.
You're joking.
No, because all of the critics hated it. And then it was people power that got it to the top.
Bit like me, I wasn't the prettiest girl on Towie. I wasn't the skinniest, but who's the biggest star of the show?
I think you were the prettiest.
Yeah, but no one else did.
I'm probably not one to judge that. Song
two has to be Michael Jackson, Who's Loving You? I don't know what it is, but I absolutely love that song. I think he was young when he sung it. I think he was very innocent. I think he was just such a sweet boy when he sung that song. He didn't know what the song was about. But for such a young person to sing it, and, you know, who probably at that age wouldn't have been in love and didn't probably know what having a girlfriend or boyfriend was like. But he delivered that song, and it just is so touching because, you know, just the way he sings it, like, who's loving you? It's just such an amazing song.
Hey, Well, that's quite a voice you've got on your GC.
No, I can't sing. I've got a cold at the minute. But what I'm saying is it just hits a spot in your heart. Yeah. Like everyone can relate to that song. So if you went for a breakup, it's like who's loving your partner now? So,
song three.
Beyonce. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no. I sometimes put that on in the morning when I wake up. Just that dun, 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 really gets me charged up for the day. So Crazy in Love, Beyonce, you know, just gets me going every morning.
Song four.
Song four is a song called Abra, Abra, Cadabra. I just love the song. Totally weird and random. Yeah. But whenever I'm in the car, I put Abracadabra on.
And what is the final song to complete your five?
My final song to complete my five has to be Madonna. Now, not many people will know this because it was from a soundtrack called Evita, when she done Evita. And it's You Must Love Me.
You must love me. You must love me.
My dream.
I love that
you
song.
You must love me. My dream role would be to star in Broadway as Eva Perón.
You would be amazing.
I literally, you will find me at all hours of the night singing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. I that soundtrack, High Flying Adored, was a brilliant one from Evita
another
as well.
Another suitcase, another whore.
You know, don't
beautiful.
You? It's just stunning music. And I have to say, I don't know if it's that I'm getting old, but a lot of the music around today, this, you know, this rap, this whatever's going on, is not always giving great messages.
I know.
And the music that I sort of listen to is ones that gives empowering messages.
I think it's because we're getting old, baby.
Are we getting old? Shit.
I'm 35, you're 37.
Yeah, it's I'm definitely getting older.
I mean,
older.
We're officially millennials, though, you know.
Are we?
We are. Just. What year were you born in?
1981.
Yeah, you're just getting there.
Yeah.
So we are millennials.
Yeah, we're millennials.
But we're on the verge.
Yeah, and I think music, you know, it can be so positive and lovely, but there's so much dark music out there as well that subconsciously is giving the wrong messages to people.
So later on, I'm going to take the test, the diva test.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention some other great moments in the book, okay, because it covers everything off. Now, firstly, very interested in your take on international affairs, Gemma, because you say we've got some bloke with bad hair in America trying to mug people off, another bloke in a place called Korea with equally bad hair messing around, and everyone is upset because we have to queue at passport control in Malaga. Because we're going to no longer be able to get out thanks to something called Brexit.
Yeah.
So what is your take on Brexit and what's happening with international affairs and Donald Trump?
I think Brexit is just like let's move on from it now.
Mm.
Let's move on from it. Like,
but it hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. Like, is Brexit ever going to happen? Like, I just think Brexit was so, what's it, 2-3 years ago now, last year? It's just so ages ago.
But it was a referendum. It was like a binding referendum, a national vote. So it can't just be forgotten about, can it?
It can't be forgotten about. But if I was to sort the Brexit out today, I'd pull them all in a meeting room. I would sit them down, make them read my book. They wouldn't be allowed to leave the room till they read my book. I would make them wear pink, have a spray tan. Have a nice bagel and a cup of tea and then just start kicking ass regarding the Brexit.
Well, I do think Theresa May needs a bit of help, the Prime Minister, to be honest.
Yeah, Theresa May, if you're listening to this, hun, I'm going to send my driver to come and get you.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure you come to Essex to my house and we are going to talk about empowering each other as women and I want you to be more diva-like.
Because she doesn't have enough diva in her,
no,
does she?
No, I think the world would listen to me more than Theresa May. So Theresa, this is why I need you to come round, have a nice cup of tea and we need to start kicking ass.
But then Donald Trump must be a bit of an inspiration to you because he's obviously a TV star turned president, which shows you just never know where people will end up.
Do you know what? Donald Trump is very controversial.
Mm. So you've just mouthed you quite like him.
But basically, I find...
It's okay to like Donald Trump.
I know this sounds really bad, but is it bad if I say I quite like Donald Trump?
No.
I find him entertaining.
Everyone's allowed to have a political view no matter what it is.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been Kim K standing next to him at the White House or wherever he was. It should have been me. Like, how the hell has Kim K got to meet him? Donald, you need to meet me. But I find him entertaining. And one thing I'll say about Donald Trump, whether I agree with his views or not, is getting stuff done. Like, he's making things happen, whether they're wrong or right. The man's getting stuff done.
And he's definitely a diva.
He's definitely a diva. But Donald, move over, honey, because I'm more of a diva than you.
Now, you have some favourite divas in your life,
yeah.
The GC from the past. But talking about your own divahood, you say, I'm a bit like sequined Marmite.
Yeah.
And that's referring to the fact that how people do actually cope with you, because you do talk in the book about how you deal with trolls and all of the negativity that you get as well.
I think I am like Marmite. You either love me or you hate me. But once you get to know me and understand me, you realise I'm just a big ball of fun. With glitter lights shooting off at me.
It's so true, because obviously, Gemma, I was a huge fan right from the start. When you say, you know, in the book you just had 2,000 Twitter followers, and I've interviewed you for so many years now through so many ups and downs and trials and tribulations in your life. And I can vouch for the fact that before you did find this international level of fame, you were just as much.
Yeah.
Of a diva.
Yeah, I was.
It's not something that's just come on lately.
I just feel that, you know, I wish everyone who reads this book or is, you know, trying to find themselves in life, because to be fair, you know, everyone can get pulled in wrong directions sometimes. That's what I'm saying. So you could wake up, your day changes. You just got to stay true to yourself, know what you want. If you think something's not right, you have to say it. Too many people go along with things that are not right. And, you know,
And too many celebrities these days are boring and are scared to say what they think. And I think that's where you've come in, like, not a breath of fresh air, an absolute tornado and hurricane, because actually you're prepared to shake things up.
Yeah, to be
honest. You're not afraid of the reaction.
You're never really going to see me drinking some protein shake and doing 20 squat thrusts. You know, it's just never going to happen. I will never follow suit. Like, good luck to the guys that want to do that. But, you know, it's just, I do shake things up, I suppose. I think if you try and come away from who you are, it's never going to work for you.
But Gemma, you do have a weakness, and you talk openly in the book that your weakness is when it comes to men.
Yeah.
Because you always fancy these gangster types, you know, the wrong type of men. And you say you're drawn to these powerful geezers, but they then treat you terribly. And so that's a question of mine. How can you be a diva in all of the other aspects of your life?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, when you're in your personal life, actually, it's almost like you want someone to treat you badly.
Well, Dad.
I'm psychoanalyzing you here, you see.
I get it. But Dad, that is a very good, that is one of the best questions anyone's ever asked me. A diva is really underneath it all very soft.
Mm.
I've got a big heart. I'm very soft. I am bored of gangsters and bad boys now. I haven't been around them for a long time.
So you think you're over that?
I definitely got over that stage. I definitely am over that stage.
But that's great, because, I mean, there was a time when potentially that was what was going to derail your career. I mean, you were with the bloke who went to prison and you couldn't stop your, you know, that was risky.
You're right. I have done many a thing in my career. I've been pulled into many a meeting. You know, my parents wanted to tie me up and not let me out the house. It got that bad, because everyone was saying, you've got so much going for you. Why do you let these people sway you?
Yeah.
Like, you get obsessed, like, with, you know, these movies, Gemma. Life's not a movie. Like, these people are not good enough for you. So I do think I've finally listened, but I've just always been a sucker in love.
And you do go for men. You fancy men who are bad boys. And you go through some of these in the book. And the one who perhaps is going to be the most interested in your offer, Gemma, because he's very recently left his long-term marriage, is Paul Hollywood. And you say you fancy him so much, I'd struggle to keep my hands off his cream horn. Tell me about why you fancy Paul Hollywood so much, the judge
Paul
of the Great
Hollywood
British Bake Off.
And your cream horn. Oh, what a cream horn that would be. It would be amazing. No, I'm
why
not going to lie.
Him?
I do fancy Paul Hollywood.
Yeah.
But he's not a bad boy, is he? One, I like the name Hollywood. I want to go to Hollywood.
Well, he cheated on his wife and broke her heart.
Are you joking?
No.
Shit.
He had a fling with his co-star in America and...
I thought he was all up there with Mary Berry baking and whisking cakes. Is no, that not true?
You see, you know he's a bad boy and that's why you fancy him.
I do fancy you, Paul Hollywood, but now I've just been told that, yeah... I mean, there's always two sides to every story.
Exactly. And he has now left the marriage. He's no longer with Alex Hollywood.
Is he single?
Well, he's been linked with a much, much younger woman in her 20s.
See, I'm too old for him.
I don't know. I think maybe you could be the one to finally tame him. And it would be quite a match.
Right. Paul Hollywood, if you're listening, put down the 25-year-old. Call the GC. Let's go to the Ivy in LA for dinner. And Dan Wotton's coming. Yeah, no.
No, I'll leave you to it. Yeah. I'll leave you to it because I actually think you would make a good couple.
Dan, I've never met him.
I know.
Paul, I need to meet Paul Hollywood.
But you write a lot about him in your book.
I do. I fantasize about him. I do need a taste of his cream horn. Yes, I do.
Is this your life?
You just have to answer true or false to these questions. You have a designer vagina. I'm sorry to ask this, true or false?
True.
In March 2015, Gemma had a £2,000 procedure for said designer vagina. I don't even know what it means.
It dropped a bit, basically.
Okay.
So I just had to have it lifted a bit.
Good on you.
Why not?
Although you did tell me you didn't have any cosmetic surgery.
No, but it was laser.
You previously won awards for your dancing skills, including South East England Champion Dancer.
Yeah, that is true.
You smoke a cigarette on the toilet at 11 p.m. every night.
That is true.
That's right. You told your fellow housemates in Celebrity Big Brother 17 of this weird routine. Random men often ask you if you want to have a baby with them.
That is true. People have come forward. Lots of people have come forward in droves because they want to be the father of the GC's baby.
Which was something you revealed on Loose Women originally.
Yeah.
You're 99% vegetarian.
Not true.
So you previously claimed you're 99% because sometimes you get drunk and eat pie and mash. Where are you at now?
Yeah, to be honest, I go through stages, but right now, I don't like animal cruelty. Mm. But the taste of meat does win me over every time. So I'm sort of, you know, me morals are not really... Morally, I wish I didn't like meat and I didn't eat because I don't like suffering to animals.
So let's forget 99% vegetarian. You're basically 9.9% vegetarian,
yeah,
in all honesty.
Yeah.
And finally, the life advice you live by. Don't ever let anyone tell you your hair is too big.
Nah, them sort of people, I do not want them in my life. If you tell me my bronzer's too much and my hair's too big, you are banished so far out of my inner circle, it's a joke. You will never come back from it. You are gone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Now, you also give some very modern and practical advice to young people today who have to deal with this difficult dating scene. And one of the things now is, of course, sex tapes.
Yeah.
And you say, as a rule, you don't make sex tapes. But if you do, it's because you make sure you own the copy and it's password encrypted and stored securely. So is that to protect you from the sort of iCloud hacks that have affected big other divas around the world like Jennifer Lawrence?
I have actually made a sex tape and it is very good, if I do say so myself.
I can imagine.
But I never made it to go out. I didn't make it for anyone else. I just made it because I was in love with my partner and I really fancy him. I always wanted to look at it again. It is on an iPhone somewhere in my house. Regarding sex tapes, yeah, like I never let him have it. I think they should be used for your own pleasure. They shouldn't be batted about. I do feel my sex tape would knock Kim K off her sex tape pedestal. Yeah, she'd be knocked right off. But, I'd need a million for it. I would sell my sex tape for a million, yeah. Because I know people would enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And I'd enjoy the money. Because I could go on holiday for a year and, you know what I mean? So, yeah, for £1 million, I'd definitely. And then I'd like to set something up where they, like, pay-per-click to watch it. I'm happy to cut you in, Dan. Let's do it. Let's release the tape.
I think it's a very sensible business proposition here.
It's a business deal.
Absolutely.
Let's do this. The world needs to see the Gemma Collins sex tape.
Although in your real life,
yeah,
you say a lot of guys these days keep sending you dick pics. However, when it comes to yourself,
yeah,
you say, not because I'm a prude, but because in my position as a global icon, I have to be discreet and careful, you don't actually return the favour.
No. No, 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 no. Personally, I do get a lot of pictures sent to me, but I don't find them attractive, Dan. Nah, no one's getting no pictures of me except for when I was got my boobs out the other week after a massage. I was fuming about that.
So this is because you have been quite concerned. You do say in the book, actually, you've got to treat the paparazzi as your friend and enemy. And then you're obviously pictured topless on holiday.
I'm going to be really honest. I don't mind doing any set of pictures if I get paid for them because that means my family have a better life. Yeah. My nephews get treated nicer and better. And when they're 18, I've got a trust fund set up for them so they can go and get a car. So this is a business. This is called show business, not show friends.
So sometimes, because there'll be people listening who don't quite understand this. So sometimes there will be a set of pictures of the GC on the beach, maybe running Baywatch style through the waves.
The paps,
and
we
you
set
will
up
have set
deal.
That up.
Yeah, it's all a deal. It's all a business deal, But them pictures of me in Marbella, genuinely, on my mother's life, I did not know were being taken.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm ashamed of my body. It's just I'm gutted that I didn't get any money for them.
But you're a global icon now, so sometimes the paparazzi are going to try and get you.
Do you know what? I was having a massage. It was windy in Marbella. I was like, oh, there was a massage thing. I thought, I'll go and have a massage. Stripped off as I do. Not thinking for 1 minute that I'm going to get papped. I would like seeing my boobs, though. They have dropped and they're natural. So it's very hard because you're seeing people with fake boobs. I would think after seeing them pictures, maybe get a little uplift now.
And where do you stand on cosmetic surgery? Because obviously...
Don't agree with it. Hate it.
Do you?
Yeah, that is why, really, as much as I'd like my boobs lifted, I just don't want that fake boob look. But I would like them lifted. So I'd have to find out if there was some surgery that was not going to put me in a lot of pain.
Because obviously the only way is Essex became synonymous with this idea of young women in their 20s getting Botox, having fillers, having boob jobs, having cosmetic surgery. It's very young, isn't it?
Yeah. I was always the girl on TOWIE that was never into all of that. You know, even now, like there's so much I could have done and probably at 20 years younger, but I'm too scared to get it done. One wrong injection, anything could just go wrong.
Well, I mean, we've seen examples recently, Katie Price, of when it can go really badly wrong.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, I feel sorry for the people that have it done and it does go wrong because they have to live with it every day.
Yeah.
And it would cause you like really bad psychological effects, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, a bit of bronzer, a bit of blusher, bit of foundation, a good under eye cream, and that's it, a good lip liner.
Now, Gemma, you raised Strictly Come Dancing. I don't know if you saw me on Lorraine the other
day. You must champion me. They won't have me.
I'm so angry about this. They've banned reality stars.
They've banned reality stars, which is such a shame because if you see me step ball change, I mean, it's next level. Yeah. And it is a shame. Like, we all started out somewhere. Where did all the guys on Strictly start out?
Of course.
Where did all them producers start out? Where did the commissioner of the show start out? We all started out together. Reality, whether you like it or lump it, it's changed people's lives.
This is snobbery.
Yeah, it's snobbery. And it is a shame because, you know, like some of the people they've had on there anyway, not mentioning any names, are really like, are not massive royalty anyway, or like massive stars. But they gave them a chance.
I hadn't heard of a couple of them last year.
No, exactly. Listen, it's up to them. Their ratings would go through the roof, but they're just not ready to, they're not ready for the GC yet.
Well, as I said, they're missing out on the best ever Strictly Come Dancing contestant they would ever be.
They're hurting themselves. But I had an audition the other day for something really amazing. Really? So if they miss out to me, then don't worry because there's something good coming.
Last chance salute.
Yeah.
And I do love how high you're setting your sights now, Gemma, because you say you want to break America.
I do.
Your dream is to star in a movie with Rebel Wilson and Melissa McCarthy.
My ultimate dream would be to star in a film with them girls. Like,
yeah,
we would be the ultimate trio. Me, Rebel and Melissa. Like, the three of us together would make a brilliant movie.
Now, there is a dark and serious side to fame, though, Gemma, and being a diva. And you do open up about this in your book because you say, you revealed that you had a stalker who followed you around and wore white gloves, and you actually had to block this person on social media and even make your security aware. So that's pretty, you know, that's quite serious.
Just recently, I've got someone now sending me death threats to my shop every day.
Really?
It's a Birmingham postcode stamp, so I think they live in Birmingham.
But please tell me you're reporting this to the authorities.
I haven't as yet, but I think I should, because actually talking about loud about it does sound quite good, doesn't it?
So this stalker, was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman. They're always women.
Really?
Yeah. It's always women. It's women. It's mad.
And she was just obsessed with you and wanted to follow you around everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, and they turn up everywhere. This is what's happening now as well. That's why I had to stop all my PAs late
last
year.
And you need security.
I've got security. I have close protection, Dan.
So PAs, that's personal appearances. Why did you have to cancel them?
I had to stop them because the stalker kept turning up at them last year.
Really?
So it's really hard in the press when they go, Gemma Collins has cancelled the nightclub appearance last minute. It's because we found out the stalker was there.
Firsts. Gemma, this is firsts. You just have to say the first thing that comes into your head. What was your first job?
Oh, I worked at a clothes shop.
The first person you were starstruck by?
To be honest, no one starstrucks me.
Because you're the ultimate diva, of course.
Who could top me?
The first person you talked to today?
Was Jess, my PA.
The first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning is make two cups of tea.
Your first celebrity crush?
Robbie Williams.
And the first time you got drunk?
I was about 13 and I drank something called a woo-woo, hence never drinking vodka to this day of my life ever again.
Really?
Will never touch a sip of vodka.
Because of the first time?
Because the first time I got drunk.
Oh, gosh, you're missing out. Vodka's really? My favourite drink.
You're joking.
Best spirit there is.
I will never, ever, ever touch vodka again. If I have it, I'll be ill again.
Damn that woo-woo. Now, you talk about the gender pay gap in the book as well, which has been one of the big issues in the entertainment industry of late. But in fact, you say everyone is equal apart from divas, who are a little bit better than most people. So in fact, you think you should be paid not the same as a man, Gemma. You think you should be paid more than a man.
I think women, I do think for years, the reason why I made such a point about that, because I think for years and years and years, women struggled in the workplace against men. And, you know, now it's our time to overtake it. But it's nothing against men, but I just would like to think that the person, whoever's writing out the paychecks or is deciding on the salaries, gives the woman, you know, bit more fault in this day and age.
So, for example, if there's you and Arj, who is your on-off boyfriend from The Only Way Is Essex, and the producers have you both in front of them, they have to make a decision about who to pay more.
Me. Me.
Why?
Because I don't know what the right wording is here, but I'm just the ultimate diva in the GC. I would like a little bit more money. Do I bring more added value to the party? Do I bring more stardom to the show? Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, Arj.
Sorry, Arj. No, but also, no one else. Arj did not fall off the stage and nearly break his neck and back.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it would be
He hasn't had those moments. I mean, I obviously love Arj, but he hasn't had those moments. Now, I obviously mentioned Arj.
Yes.
And your love life.
Yes.
What's the latest? Because, I mean, look, this has been on and off, Gemma, for years.
Yeah.
Now, you're even suggesting that maybe he's going to be your baby daddy.
Do you know what? There's, you know, when we're filming Towie, we get really close and, you know, obviously then asked me to be his girlfriend and I said yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes we're so busy. We are together, but I haven't seen him for 2 weeks because he's been, where has he been? Arj, where have you been? No, Arj.
So is this a functioning relationship?
No, it is. But what I'm saying is we're so busy all the time. But I did see him yesterday and we had a really nice time. And he bought me some lovely flowers and a Terry's chocolate orange because he knows it's my favourite. And then off he goes again for work. So
can you trust him though? Because obviously in the past, you know, and I love Arj, but he has had some issues about playing around behind his girlfriend's back. And if you're spending so much time apart, how do you have that trust?
I don't believe 1,000,000% Arj will ever cheat on me. Like, I can honestly look you in the eye, hand and heart. You know, there is no way. What a fool he'd be to cheat on me. He would be a fool. But
and if he did, would that be it? Or can you forgive?
Nah, I won't be forgiving, Dan. I'll be getting on with my life. No, you don't cheat on me.
So you believe in a totally monogamous relationship?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. When you're first seeing each other, you know, I do feel that if you're first seeing one another and you're not really sure where it's going, then, look, you know, the odd one here and there before you have the chat. But once you have that chat and you say, right, we are a couple now, then, yeah, cheating is not allowed. No, it's no respect.
Now, you said in May that perhaps you might even try and have a baby this year. And I know it's something we've spoken about a lot in the past. You've been, how old are you now?
37.
And you've been worried and nervous about whether you're potentially going to be able to become a mum, at least by giving birth yourself. Where are you at with those whole plans?
Well, now Paul Hollywood's out there with his cream on. It could happen a lot sooner. No,
sorry, Arj.
So where I am is, you know, I am looking forward to the summer. I am obviously, you know, going to be going to Spain and I'll be with Arj. You know, we do have an amazing sex life.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it happens, it happens. Recently.
So you are trying.
I'm
but
not
you're trying.
Trying
the natural
no,
way.
I'm not. I don't go, right, it's the 14th day of the month. We've got to do it 10 times.
So you're letting nature run its
course. I'm letting nature take its course. But I did go to Harley Street and see a really amazing doctor. And he checked me over and he said, you're absolutely fine.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So it's taken all the the steam off.
Because you were nervous about very nervous. Whether you were able to have children.
Yeah. And the thing is, to be honest, you know, with everything, this year is manic for me again this year. So I don't see it happening this year either.
The timing just hasn't been right.
It's not been right. And this is what I'm saying. Like, one thing I will say, people go, oh, won't you married yet? Won't you have kids? Well, it just ain't happened yet. Am I crying about it? No.
Well, the world's changed.
World's changing. The world's
evolving.
And why
is it all right for a man to be single at 37 and not all right for a woman?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I don't feel peer pressure. At the end of the day, yeah, there's always going to be younger, prettier girls out there. But, you know what I bring to the table. There is only one GC. Mm. So whoever does end up with me in the end is a very lucky person.
Last. Now, this is your last, Gemma Collins. The last time you used public transport.
Darling, I would not get... I wouldn't get on public transport. It's not fabulous enough. This... I genuinely... Would a taxi be public transport?
No.
Right.
No.
To tell a lie, actually, I got the train to London with Amy Child's mum years ago. Just couldn't even tell you. It's not that I'm against public transport. I just don't find it fabulous. Like, there's no aircon, there's no music, it's drab. Like, there's no refreshments or snacks. Do you know what I mean? It all needs an overhaul, and then I would start using it. What is fabulous or striking or out there about public transport?
I'm so with you.
It's Boresville.
I'm so with you. Last TV show you loved.
I am obsessed with Plebs. If anyone, producers, please set up a campaign. I want a starring role in Plebs. I'll even just be an extra. Please, Plebs. Dan, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It is hilarious.
I'm going to have to now.
Plebs, Plebs, Plebs. I'm obsessed with Plebs.
Last TV show you hated.
Surely I wouldn't watch it if I hated it. What? I'm not a big fan of Emma Dow. It bores
that?
Me.
It's... Like, there's no divas on that show.
No,
is
it's
there?
Just like set in a country pub and yeah, Emma Dow bores the yeah, nah. Even the music.
I'm with you there.
Just up the music, man.
Oh,
get some glitz
they
in
need
the pub.
Techno remix, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do, they do.
The last story you read about yourself.
The last story, to be honest, I can remember years ago reading something like Kate Moss and Victoria Beckham don't Google themselves. And I was just like, that's weird. I now know why, because a lot of it's rubbish. Mm. But a last story I read about myself, I probably Google myself once a week now. At the minute, I think the top story is something like still them boob pictures. So I'm waiting for them to disappear down and then I might start looking at it all again.
The last time you cooked for people?
Last time I cooked for people, as you know, it's no secret, I'm going to be a MasterChef this year. So yeah, that was the last time I cooked for people.
That's really exciting.
Do you know what, Dan? I really like cooking. I find it very relaxing. But I just don't always have the time. And last night, in fact, I was hungry and I thought, should I get a takeout? And I thought, no. And I cooked. I saw what was in my cupboards and I made tuna pasta.
So MasterChef has changed you.
Yeah, I've always been fond of cooking, but it's about finding the time. But I think my magic ingredient with my cooking is love. I always put love into my food, so people really enjoy it. But yeah, I haven't had time to cook for a lot of people recently, but when I do, I really enjoy doing it.
Now, of course, we've spoken a lot in the past, Gemma, and you've been very, very open about it, your battles with your weight.
Yep.
And of course, you open up about it again in the book. And you say, you know, you were a skinny teenager, you were tall, you were lean. Now you're bigger, but you say, while you've been offered hundreds of transformational weight loss DVD programs, you don't want to do that now, do you?
No, no. You know, why change the person that everyone loves?
Mm.
You know, I am as I am. Like, I think we need to be a lot more accepting of, you know, beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. And if you're not beautiful, what does it matter? Mm. It matters the person that you are.
And you're a great proponent for that. I mean, what did you make of the big controversy and scandals over the fitness DVDs with celebrities, like all of the female celebrities. I mean, Scarlett Moffat was mentioned, Vicky Patterson were mentioned, who had to go on these absolute crash diets to lose a lot of weight in order to fulfill these DVD contracts. Because you've done one before, haven't you?
No, I never did the DVD.
Oh, you never did it?
No, they wanted to sign me, but come on, let's be fair, I weren't going to stick to it because it's unrealistic. So,
but as a philosophy, though, the reason you never did the DVD was because you genuinely knew that you wouldn't be able to
keep
that weight off.
There is no way I think Universal Studios wanted me to get to 10 stone. There's not. I've never been 10 stone in my life. I was probably born as a baby as 10 stone. Do you know what I mean? It's not realistic. I will never be 10 stone. If I was 10 stone, I would look highly unattractive. It would be damaging to my body. So I looked at the contract and said, forget it. So as for Scarlett and Vicky...
So how much weight would you have had to lose?
Well, I would have to lose about 10 stone.
Oh, my goodness.
Forget it. It's not happening.
Well, you look amazing now. And so you are working hard, aren't you? You like to try and... You're always trying to find ways to lose weight, as am I.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lifelong battle, isn't it?
I will always have the battle of being slim. I will never be slim. The only thing I can say is, you know, we all go put it on, we lose it a bit, put it on, lose it a bit. But ultimately, I think you've got to be happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I just think if you focus on your weight every day, it can get you down.
Well, see, Kate Moss said nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
I've
Do
never
you disagree?
Been skinny, so I wouldn't be able... Listen, I would love for one day to be skinny, to roll around saying the Kate Moss quote, you know. I don't know what it feels like because I've never been skinny. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to know what it felt like for a day. Can someone make it happen? But
just one day.
Yeah, just one day. I would like to know what it feels like.
Okay, Gemma, so we're going to test how much of a diva I am. Mm. Okay, so this is the quiz that runs in your book. And so you can give me a rating once I've answered your question. So put me to the test. This is Gemma Collins' ultimate diva quiz. And you can answer along at home as well.
You are getting ready for a date and want to look amazing. How long is it acceptable to make your date wait for you? A, I'm never late. Punctuality is important. B, 30 minutes max. Or C, for as long as it takes, I'm worth waiting for.
I'm B. What are you?
I'm C.
Okay, so far you're more of a diva than me.
Yep, I'm a C, Dan. So, you are in a bar with your friends and a geezer offers to buy you a drink. Do you order A, still water? B, Prosecco, or C, LP Rosé. All round for me and the girls. Now off you go, we're having a boogie.
I'm going to go for B again.
I'm going for C. I really am a diva. I thought it was going to be you. A friend introduces you to a new fella at a dinner party she's hosting. Last night you saw him snogging someone in the Sugar Hut, do you? Keep it quiet and hope he doesn't hurt her. Wait until you see her the next day and tell her. Pull her aside quietly, explain what you saw, then throw him out and comfort her for the rest of the evening.
Definitely C.
Definitely C. You are the diva. I always knew you were, Dan. And finally, you win straighteners in a raffle.
Okay.
Do you? Take them home and sleek your hair down until it's as flat as a sheet of paper. B. Decline and offer them back for someone else to win. Or C, take them home and destroy them because the world is better for having one less set of straighteners in it.
Definitely C.
Definitely C. Dan, amazing.
Okay, so you're all C, so what does that mean?
Mostly C means you go, girl. Welcome to the world of fabulousness. You get top marks, you know what you want and how to get it. You're a diva.
So I'm half and half. What's
you're
B?
You're half and half. B is you're showing promise. There is definitely diva potential there. And if you keep at it, you're going to become a first-class diva graduate.
And if people were listening at home and answered A?
Forget it, honey. Oh, dear. You really haven't been paying attention, have you? Go back to page one, start again, and make notes this time.
Am I going to read the whole book?
Yeah. Do you think that's going to be Theresa May?
For the moment, yeah.
Should we leave now, go to the Houses of Parliament and deliver her a copy?
Yeah, I think
yeah, she's
straight
an a.
after this.
We need Theresa. We need you to get to a C, honey, and sort the Brexit out.
Because until she's there,
yeah,
we're going to be having a lot of trouble with the EU, let me tell you.
The country is in jeopardy. The country is in jeopardy. Everyone needs this book.
Turn around.
Okay, GC, just before we go to Downing Street and do that, I'm going to give you... one chance in this podcast. You're going to get a minute.
Yeah.
Although probably because you're a diva, you won't stick to the minute,
okay.
I'm presuming, to take control of the podcast.
Brilliant.
So you've got a minute now to ask me as many questions as you want. I have to tell you the truth no matter what. So you can ask me questions about you or what I think about your work, really. It's basically your chance to get your own back
okay.
on the journalist, GC.
Okay.
Your minute starts now.
This is GC and I'm taking over the podcast. Dan Wootton, do you secretly fancy Robbie Williams?
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Dan Wootton, do you think that I was ever going to be this famous?
Not this famous, but I backed you to be a star, absolutely, and I wanted you to be. But this famous? God, no. Whoever would have thought it? Impossible to predict.
Dan Wootton, do you think James R. Jargent will never cheat on me?
No.
Well, you think he will?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's got it in his blood.
Thank you. Dan, do you think I should return to TOWIE?
Absolutely, but only if they treat you well and don't make you do all of the crappy shoots and take advantage of you. I think you should be like the superstar guest that dips in and out when you choose.
Dan Wootton, do you pretend that you eat bagels but secretly you eat bananas?
No, I'm secretly eating the bagels.
Me too.
And your time is up.
Brilliant.
You're so good.
That was funny.
The GC podcast would be a good idea,
that would be
it?
Fun, wouldn't it?
You've been a joy.
It's been fun.
The book is, of course, The GC, How to Be a Diva. And you know what I love? And I think you know your market,
yeah,
Gemma. The sticker on the front of this book says, you can buy this book and win a holiday to Marbella. It couldn't get any better.
This book, for anyone that wants to read it, it is just so much fun. It's a great read. It will lighten your mood. It will change your life. And you were guaranteed to be much more fabulous by the time you finished it.
You're a joy.
Thanks, Dan.
What a woman. What a woman. Do you know what? This is a true story. After I recorded that interview, just a couple of hours afterwards, I actually banged into the person at the BBC who books Strictly Come Dancing. And I made my big pitch about why the GC would be the perfect celebrity to be on that show. It's not happening, guys. I'm afraid to say. It's a big no from the BBC. I think they're making a mistake. As Gemma says, I think they're missing out on the best ever contestant they would ever have. Really hope you enjoyed the interview. If you did, then please do subscribe so that you can become a regular here on the Dan Wootton Interview. We've got a big, big back catalogue just waiting there to be listened to as well. Our Love Island special, our Greece special, big interviews too with the likes of Nick Grimshaw. And of course, really recently, we had Shawn Mendes on the pod as well. Huge feedback about this. He's a big international superstar these days. Courtney H on Twitter said, absolutely love listening to this interview. It's so honest and Sean is so wise beyond his years. I found it really interesting to hear what he said on a range of topics. Mendes Army, I have a feeling they are probably going to enjoy this one, but they wrote to say his words definitely changed things quite a bit, and that's why I love him. I love him because he's not only an amazing artist, but he's a great person. I hope all of his problems get solved, and I hope he has a long, happy life and makes the right decisions. Lily, too, messaged in to say his live performances won my heart. Such a talented person. And don't worry, almost everyone has anxiety. Keep up with your career. We need you. And he does open up in great detail, actually, in the podcast about exactly how he's coped with his battles with anxiety. Well, absolutely loved that today. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the Dan Wootton Interview. I feel like it's an absolute whirlwind having GC. And you know what? If I ever thought I was a diva, I'm just nothing compared to her. Nothing. Her behaviour makes mine look positively down to earth. But I'm so, so glad that we got through the pod without any major disaster. And please do subscribe to the Dan Wootton Interview. Love to hear your feedback. Find me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. And we also love getting your ratings and comments as well on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts. And back again with another interview very soon.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.